All right, it is 7:38 here on a High Five Friday, and we've got a couple of special guests here at the KBRX studios on this High Five Friday from the Boyd County FBLA chapter. We're going to say good morning to Lauren Hoffman and Joseph Hyatt. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're good.
You're good. Are you all ready for High Five Friday and the weekend? And you guys have been having a busy week. It's FBLA week. Is going on this week, and you guys have been celebrating it all week, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But tell us about some of the things that the Boyd County FBLA chapter has been doing this year.
Yes, so just in our eighth year as a chapter, Boyd County FBLA is comprised of 42 members and led by advisor Mrs. Carrie Betcher. This year, the officer team and members have been working extremely hard on multiple projects and activities.
So this far, we've completed 12 ribbon projects and many community service activities. Our community service project this year is titled Lending Our Voice, which focuses on promoting ALS awareness, fundraising for the ALS Association, and supporting the Jason Gesch family.
All right. And you guys have, like I said, have busy. What are some of the things that you've done this past year that you've been proud of?
So some recognition we have received is having one of our members, Joseph Hyatt, named Nebraska FBLA Member of the Month. With nearly 6,000 FBLA members in Nebraska, only 6 members will receive this honor.
Another highlight of our chapter was having 2 members serve on committees at levels beyond our local chapter this year.
Also, Joseph Hyatt has been serving as the Executive Director on the National Treasurer's Council. He has also served as the Executive Assistant on the Nebraska FBLA Membership Committee.
And our chapter reporter, Karen Cale, has served as a representative on the Nebraska FBLA Achievements Committee throughout the year as well.
Wow, you guys are pretty well represented all over the area. And, of course, FBLA Week has been going on this past week. What are some of the things you've done to celebrate FBLA Week this year?
Yes, so today marks the final day of FBLA Week at Boyd County. This week's activities included Career Exploration Day on Monday. Tuesday was Member Appreciation Day. Chapter T-shirt Day was Wednesday. Scavenger Hunt Day on Thursday. And today is Promote and Publicize Day.
And, of course, like I said, you guys have been busy all year, and I know it's just going to kind of get busier. It sounds like your spring conference is coming up. What is the Boyd County FBLA chapter doing to kind of get yourself all prepped for the spring conference?
Well, right now, members are working extremely hard preparing for state leadership conference. Next Wednesday, we are going to meet a major deadline and submit 26 prejudged events for the conference being held in Kearney March 30th through April 1st this year. And over the next 2 months, 25 members will be busy preparing for state leadership conference and hopes to qualify for national leadership conference this summer in Salt Lake City.
3 of our members have already earned their trip to nationals. Kieran Cale and Jenny Gesch have completed the third level of the Community Service Awards by accumulating 500 hours of service. Joseph Hyatt achieved the fourth level of the Business Achievement Awards by completing various projects and activities benefiting our chapter.
We just really appreciate the support of our communities and KBRX and everybody that's helped us get where we are this year. And we'd like to thank you guys for the opportunity to come and talk.
You bet. Well, okay, so to be in FBLA, is this high school only or is it junior high and high school?
Our chapter is open to 7 through 12.
7 through 12. And kind of throwing you on the spot here, but if you were trying to recruit a student coming up into either junior high or maybe one that's in high school that's not a member, why would you tell them it's important to be a part of FBLA?
I think it's really important to be a part of FBLA because it gives you an opportunity to immerse yourself in the business world and real workforce skills that you can acquire before you go off to work.
There's just a lot of opportunities and it involves everything. There's always business in the outdoor life, so it just is really useful outside of high school.
You bet. I think it's a great thing and glad that Boyd County has it. I think it's probably, is there another FBLA chapter in the area?
Niobrara has a chapter. Ewing has a chapter.
All right. And again, if any students out there at Boyd County Schools want to know more about it, any of you members of FBLA or Mrs. Betcher would be glad to visit with them. All right. Well, we thank you guys for coming in this morning and glad that the FBLA week went off well and good luck at spring conference this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Lauren Hoffman and Joseph Hyatt from Boyd County Schools FBLA chapter.